Hey, Nick DiGilio here. Hi. Tuesday morning. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. Who do you think are the sexiest people in showbiz? Penelope Cruz is named Esquire's Sexiest Woman Alive for 2014. Who does it for you? I want the women to call in about the men, or the men to call in about the men, the women to call in about the men, and the men to call in about the women, and so on and so forth. So who do you think it is? 312-981-7200. Who makes your list? So, Penelope Cruz, movie star and 40-year-old mother of two, is Esquire magazine's Sexiest Woman Alive for 2014. Chris Jones writes an article that says, Cruz has no physical flaws. The bent noses and crooked teeth we would normally use as signifiers. Heavier details from details about the actress. Her face contains no secrets, at least not about her. While her face contains no secrets, Cruz herself plays things close to the vest. She won't talk about her marriage to Javier Bardem, about the two young children that they have together, and about the movie she made or the one she has coming up, and about that controversial letter she and her husband signed over the summer regarding the Israeli-Palestine conflict, Palestinian conflict. Don't even ask her about that one. She issued a statement explaining herself back in July, after all. Piece of trivia. Of the 11 women on the list since Angelina Jolie kicked it off in 2004, Scarlett Johansson took the title twice, and only two, Rihanna and Minka Kelly, are not moms. Esquire's sexiest women in order have been Jolie, Jessica Biel, Scarlett Johansson, Charlize Theron, Holly Berry, Kate Beckinsale, Kelly, Rihanna, Mila Kunis, Scarlett Johansson again, and then now Cruz. By the way, here's another piece of trivia. Cruz didn't even make Maxim's 2014 Hot 100 list, in which it came out in May, and they named Victoria's Secret model Candace Swainpole as the number one hottie. So, interesting. Yeah, Penelope Cruz is beautiful, man. She's beautiful. And I would put her on a list of sexy women. What do you guys think? 312-981, who floats your boat? See, Scarlett Johansson has won it twice, and deservedly so. She makes me fall off furniture when I see her. Scarlett Johansson. She's just unbelievable. Unbelievable. So, and I also like... but another person that makes me fall off of furniture is Christina Hendricks from Mad Men. Good Lord. So
I love Sofia Vergara. I think she's...
She's up there, man.
Yeah. She's got to be up there. She's a gorgeous lady.
Yeah, absolutely. She's beautiful. And she's like, I think she's like the highest paid actress on television right now for that Modern Family, which wins Emmys every 5 minutes.
You mentioned Scarlett Johansson. I mean, is there a... is there a more beautiful woman out there? I mean, she's incredible.
No, she's nuts. It's absolutely crazy. And I remember interesting thing about it was that I remember when she was a child actress. We can thank Robert Redford, by the way, for Scarlett Johansson, because he discovered her and put her in The Horse Whisperer back in like 1997 or something.
Wow.
And she was just a kid in that movie, and she rocked. And then I remember when Ghost World came out. And she was like the second banana to Thora Birch, and now Thora Birch is nowhere. Thora Birch was in American Beauty and some other stuff, but she was like the star of Ghost World. And now I haven't heard Thora Birch's name in years, but Scarlett Johansson is everywhere, and she's beautiful. She's absolutely beautiful. So here, Empire Magazine, which is a British magazine, put together their list of the 100 sexiest movie stars. So I've got this list, and I'd love to hear from you guys. Who does it for you, both men and women? 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Dan, is there anybody that pops out immediately in your head when you think sexy person?
There's two women that I always say make me lose higher brain function, and that would be Angelina Jolie and Beyonce.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I like...
You like Beyonce?
She did a video, and she got like a pixie cut.
Yeah.
And it was like the most amazing thing I'd ever seen. I was dumbfounded for like 5 minutes afterwards. I mean, knocks me out.
Yeah. Number one on Empire's list of the 100 sexiest movie stars, and we want to hear from you. What floats your boat? 312-981-7200, both talk and text, is Angelina Jolie. Angelina Jolie seems to have been Precision built to turn cinema audiences into drooling wrecks, is what they say.
I thought the well was starting to run dry on her a little bit.
No, I think she's a beautiful woman. She's not exactly the, you know, wouldn't be on top of my list, but I think she's beautiful, and she's still beautiful.
Yeah.
And she's got a movie coming out that she directed, where there's a huge buzz that she might get nominated for an Oscar for it.
Wow.
It's a war film that she's got coming out right at Christmas time. Number two, Natalie Portman. On this list, sexy, but in a ladylike doesn't flash her gusset at the paparazzi's way. Portman is the pinup for those who like their women as smart as they are slinky. Plus, she's beautiful enough to make baldness hot in V for Vendetta. Yeah, Natalie Portman, you knew she was going to be, back when she was, in The Professional and in Beautiful Girls, you knew she was going to be a beauty when she grew up. Number three on the list is Daniel Craig. The ladies love Daniel Craig. And he's the highest rated guy on the list, Daniel Craig, our new James Bond. Well, he's not new now. He's our current James Bond. Number four is Jessica Alba, who is very attractive, but possibly the worst actress on the planet. I mean, she's terrible, man. Terrible. Number five, Johnny Depp. Of course, everybody loves Johnny Depp. So, what do you guys think? 312-981-7200. This is Mike on WGN. Hi, Mike.
Hey, Nick. Enjoy the show.
Thanks, man.
There's this TV show on Starz called Outlander.
Uh-huh.
Okay?
Okay.
The lead actress, her name is Katrina Balief. She plays Claire Beecham. Every time she's on TV, I drop things. Literally.
I don't have Starz, so I'd have to look this girl up online. What's her name again?
Katrina Balief, B-A-L-F-D, I believe it's spelled.
Okay. Katrina Balief.
Right.
All right. I'll have to look her up during the break and take a look at her.
All right.
I've never seen Outlander.
It is an awesome show. It really is.
Cool.
Time travel, romance, sex, violence, all wrapped into one. it's by Diana Gabaldon.
Okay.
So... yeah, it's great. There's 20 books out. There's 8 books out over the past 20 years.
Oh, okay. So it's based on some best-selling books. Oh, that's cool.
Right.
All right. Well, we'll have to look this woman up.
All right. Sounds good, brother.
All right, Mike. Take care.
Later.
Yeah, take care. Have a good morning. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. We're talking sexiest movie stars. Who does it for you? Who floats your boat? 312-981-7200. Both talk and text. Penelope Cruz, Esquire's sexiest woman of the year, of all alive. So we got some texts coming in. And we would love to hear from you, both text and talk at 312-981-7200. Here's a couple of texts. Jimmy says, at the end of the day, Sophia Loren and Raquel Welch. Well, yeah, you can't go wrong with that. You can't. 630 area code says, Tia Leone, yummy, yummy. Okay. All right. Hannah says Jessica Chastain and Hilary Swank. She looks great in the new movie she's in. Yeah, Jessica Chastain is beautiful. She really is beautiful. No question about it. And she's a terrific actress. All right, we'll take a break here, and then we'll come back and we'll talk more. We got this list of Empire Magazine's Sexiest Movie Stars, 100 Sexiest Movie Stars. Nick DiGilio, that's me. Hi, everybody. We are live in the Allstate studio on the 7th floor here in Trib Tower. And we're talking about the sexiest movie stars around. I have Empire Magazine's 100 Sexiest Movie Stars list. Both men and women are represented on it. And we would love to hear from you. Who does it for you? This started because Penelope Cruz has been named Sexiest Woman Alive by Esquire Magazine. And we would love to get your opinion. And who does it for you? 312-981-7200. So on the list so far for Empire Magazine, number one on the list is Angelina Jolie, and then Natalie Portman. Three is Daniel Craig. Four, Jessica Alba. Five, Johnny Depp. And number six is Eva Green, who is spectacularly hot. And number seven, Brad Pitt. Everybody loves Brad Pitt. So what do you guys think? 312-981-7200. Let's see. 847 area code. How about former weather person Cheryl Scott? All right. Martin from Bolingbrook says Alyssa Milano is a natural beauty. She's so fine. Yeah, Alyssa Milano is really attractive. She's beautiful. Frank in Freeport says Emmy Rossum. Kathy says Tom Meissen from Sleepy Hollow. I love his accent, looks, and his ability to laugh at himself. That show is really funny. That show's really good, Sleepy Hollow. I like Sleepy Hollow. I think that show is good. And the guy's good looking. And also Chris Hemsworth, again, for his looks, accent, and humor. We just saw him on the big screen in Cabin in the Woods last week at my film club screening. And let's see. Steve, the limo driver, says Tara Wilson, who played Tara on Boston Legal. Don't know her. 815 area code, Jennifer Connelly, smart and beautiful. Yeah, she's amazing. Yeah, she is amazing. Here's Jill on WGN. Hi, Jill.
Hi, yeah, I got a trio of blondes. And I never in my whole life really liked blondes. I like Al Pacino and that, but someone current now, Daniel Craig, was so sexy in Casino Royale.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's really good.
Yeah.
And let's see, he hasn't done many movies, but Josh Holloway.
Now, he's the dude from Lost, right?
Right,
that's
yeah.
That's the guy from Lost, right?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, you know how I always thought Josh Holloway? I always thought Josh Holloway was mini Matthew McConaughey.
Oh yeah.
he reminded me a lot of Matthew McConaughey when I. And Dan, he was the dude. What was his name on Lost?
Sawyer.
Yeah, he was Sawyer. Yeah.
And he had a short-lived TV show, but it didn't last.
Well, he's also a star in one of those Step Up movies.
He's in one of the Step Up movies?
It might not be Step Up, but one
of those dance things? Yeah. You got served?
Maybe.
No. It was like what the heck? He was with the National Security Division or something. It was stupid.
Okay.
It was that show. And then I also like Chris Hemsworth.
Yeah.
Love him as Thor.
Everybody likes him.
Yeah, so I never used to find blonde men attractive, but in my old age, I guess.
Okay. All right, Jill, thanks.
All right, thanks.
All right, 312-981-7200 is the phone number.
Josh was the star of Battle of the Year.
Oh, wait a minute. That's recent.
Yeah, that was 2013.
Because I remember, because Colin reviews all those. He loves all those dance. He loves the Step Up movies, as I mentioned. Colin Suter, who reviews movies with me on Saturday nights, loves those Step Up movies. So he reviewed Battle of the Year, and he was very disappointed by it. Very disappointed. So that's why he went from Lost to that?
Well, as you mentioned, he did that show on CBS that got canceled and a couple other things. But, yeah, none of the cast have done much since they left.
No, not really. Who was the star? What's his name again? Lost.
Oh, Matthew Fox.
Matthew Fox, right.
Alex Cross movie and
yeah.
A couple other things, but nothing major.
Yeah. Well, he was the nutcase in that movie, right? He was the bad guy.
Right.
Yeah. All right. 312-981-7200. Here's Biker Don. Hey, Don.
Hey, good morning, Nick.
Good morning.
I got a trio for you. Like everybody else, I'm infatuated with Scarlett Johansson.
Well, please, yeah.
She's hot in every direction. It's like, hello.
Yeah.
But back in her day, as far as I'm concerned, even hotter than Scarlett Johansson would be Maureen O'Hara.
Yeah, she was beautiful.
I mean, just downright gorgeous. And the thing I like about her is, going back then, they weren't skinny little twigs.
Right.
She had a little meat to her bones, some nice curves, not large by any stretch of the imagination.
Right.
But just, not anorexic either. and the other one, I don't recall the actress's name, but the chick that played in Thor, the brunette.
She was in Thor?
Yeah.
Are you talking about Natalie Portman? Or the girl from the Two Broke Girls, Kat Dennings?
The brunette that...
Kat Dennings. That's Kat Dennings.
Yeah, now that, right there, yeah. that is my definition of smoking hot.
Yeah, she's amazing. She is amazing. Yeah. Okay, Don, thanks, man.
All right, thanks, buddy.
All right, that's the only reason I ever watched Two Broke Girls was because of her, because that show's terrible.
Did you hear who she's now dating?
No.
Josh Groban.
Oh, come on, man.
Josh Groban's a funny dude, man. He was great in Crazy Stupid Love.
Oh, he was. Yeah, he was. Yeah, he was funny in that. He was funny. Yeah, well, speaking of Crazy Stupid Love, man, there's a couple of girls in that movie, man, right there. Actually, three.
And probably and Gosling.
And Gosling, a lot of attractive people in that movie. You got Emma Stone, you got Marisa Tomei, Julianne Moore, all three of them beautiful.
The babysitter actually won Tyra Banks' show, America's Top Model.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's right. And she was just in something. And I can't remember what, man, my memory is just gone. It's just gone. I used to be able to remember everything. I can't remember. I don't know. I can't remember her name. I can't remember the last movie she was in. But I just saw her in something recently. I like her, too. Let's see. Dwayne texted Emily Van Camp and Madeline Stowe from Ransom. John says Catherine Bell. Oh, great topic as always, Jeff. Catherine Bell, you know, right now, Ron Santo is looking down going, that's absolutely right. I remember I was at the Jewels, and this was years ago, and I always wondered how is this show JAG still on the air? Because it was one of those shows that nobody this happens all the time, where there's a show that's been on the air for 15 years and you don't watch it and you don't know anybody who watches it. You know what I'm talking about, Dan? There are a lot of shows like that. You're like, how is this thing still on the air? Who watches this? And I felt that way about JAG. But then I was at the Jewels, and I was in line, and there was a Maxim magazine there, and she was on the cover. And I picked it up, and I looked through it, and I looked at her spread, and I was like, oh, now I know why people watch this show. Now I know why JAG has been on the air for 50 years, because of her. She is extraordinarily hot, Catherine Bell. Okay, number 8 on the list is Scarlett Johansson. That she's too low. She should be higher. Number 9, Keira Knightley. I got to tell you something. Keira Knightley is not my type. I like a lot of curves. I like a lot of curves, and I'm essentially like a boob guy. But there's something about Keira Knightley that just is. I don't know. I just think she's really hot, and she's definitely on the skinny side, and that's not that's not where I usually go. But something about Keira Knightley transcends all of that. I think she's incredibly sexy. And number 10 is Gerard Butler, who likes to show off his abs in 300. He's a good-looking guy. He makes terrible movies, though. He's also not a very good actor. But he is, I will agree, he's a very good-looking guy. Yeah. It's Nick DiGilio here. Hi, everybody. It's Tuesday morning. Phone lines are open. 312-981-7200. Penelope Cruz was named Sexiest Woman Alive by Esquire magazine. I have a list here of Empire magazine's 100 sexiest movie stars. And we wanted to talk to you about your choices. Who does it for you? Who floats your boat? 312-981-7200 for both talk and text. And then we'll get back to this Empire magazine list as well. Here's Jay. Hi, Jay.
Hey, morning, Nick. How you doing?
Good. What's up?
You know, you ever get a chance to watch Chicago PD?
I've seen it. I've only seen it a couple of times.
I just found out from Dan. Her name is Sophia Bush.
Oh, yeah.
Boy, I'll tell you what. They dress her down. You know, she's never, like, dressed up hot.
Yeah.
But I can just tell she's probably smoking in a nice dress.
Yeah, absolutely. No, she's a very, very attractive woman.
Another one that's always done it for me is Laura Prepon.
Oh, yeah, man. Good choice.
Yeah.
Oh, yep. Man. Oh, man. She's a tall glass of water, too.
Dad, well, so am I. I'm 6'6". You fit right in.
There you go, man. All right, Jay. Thanks, buddy.
All right.
Take care.
Good talking to you.
Okay. 312-981-7200, and we'll go through some more texts here. Marsha in Maryville says, Tom Selleck is still very, very hot. And he's still sporting the stash, man. Now, he was on Friends, right? Who did he play on Friends? What was his deal?
He played Monica's longtime boyfriend, also happened to be Monica's dad's best friend.
And so, but didn't she end up with Chandler? Was this pre-Chandler?
Yeah, this was pre-Chandler. She was ready to commit to him, but they realized that she wanted children, and he was out of that game. He had a couple adult children already, and he was looking forward to raising babies, and that's why their relationship ended.
Okay. Hey, you know, I thought it was really funny that yesterday on the morning show, the two people behind the glass were named Ross and Rachel. working on the Cochran show. TR in Los Angeles says Rosario Dawson gets first, second, and third on my list. I'm with you, TR. Man, Rosario Dawson. Oh, man. 219 area code says Amy Adams and Christina Hendricks. Buck says, have we forgotten Jennifer Aniston? Yeah, you know, Jennifer Aniston really never did it for me until, like, recently. Until she turned like 40, and I was like, wait a minute. Because I don't know if you guys saw the movie We're the Millers. That was the name of the movie, right? Whoa. And in and Horrible Bosses? Good Lord. Josh says Salma Hayek does it for me. Oh, yeah, Salma Hayek way high on my list. Penelope Cruz did a movie with Salma Hayek called Banditas.
I thought of you. It was on cable the other day.
Oh, I don't know how that movie didn't make $800 million at the box office. I mean, they play sexy cowgirls in little outfits. Now, how is that not the greatest movie ever made? How does that not rival Citizen Kane? Let's see. 815 area code says the blonde girl from the new Geico ad where they all do the dumb horror movie cliches. Huh. I can't picture her. I've seen the commercial. I like that commercial. Well, first of all, I think the Geico commercials are pretty clever. I think most of them are pretty clever. Here's Kurt on WGN. Hi, Kurt.
Hey, Nick.
Hey.
Hey, I got two for you. I think they're as spicy as they are hot. Genesis Rodriguez.
Mm.
Do you know who she is?
No, I don't think so. Where would I know her from?
She was in that last Arnold Schwarzenegger movie where he played like that sheriff that.
Oh.
Last Stand or something like
oh,
that.
Oh yeah, Last Stand. Yeah, no, she's yeah. She's very attractive.
Yeah, she was the one that the FBI agent who was like a traitor.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, that was her, and Maria Menounos.
Oh yeah.
You know, I mean, just spectacular.
Yeah, she's beautiful. All right, Kurt, thanks for the call.
All right, man.
All right, let's go back down this list. Empire Magazine's 100. Number 11 is George Clooney. I'm surprised Clooney didn't get mentioned yet by our listeners. I thought Clooney would pop up real quick. Number 12 is Halle Berry. 13, Christian Bale. 14, Marilyn Monroe. 15, Hugh Jackman. 16, Jessica Biel. 17, Matt Damon. 18, Anne Hathaway. Yeah, Anne Hathaway, man. Particularly in Get Smart. She was smoking hot in Get Smart. 19, Paul Newman. 20, Kate Winslet. 21, Orlando Bloom. 22, Kate Beckinsale. 23, Daniel Radcliffe. 24, Salma Hayek. And then 25 on the list is Clive Owen. Hmm. All right, let's go back to the phones. Here's Tommy on WGN. Hi, Tommy.
How you doing?
All right.
Hey, first-time caller, man. I love your show, man. I listen to it all the time.
Thanks, man. I appreciate it.
You're funny as crap, man, I'm telling you.
Thanks, man.
Hey, Kristen Bell, she does it for me. She has the body, the legs and the upper and lower portion and that lady lump.
Yeah.
I'm telling you.
Yeah, no, she's... Yeah, Kristen Bell is beautiful, man. She is. I'm assuming you've seen Forgetting Sarah Marshall.
Oh yeah.
You get to see her in a couple of bikinis in that movie. It's pretty. It's pretty special.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
I'm an older guy. I'm 52, and I tell you, man. I'm looking at these women like, is it wrong?
Yeah, I know. I know what you mean. All right, Tommy. Thanks, man. I appreciate it.
Okay. Bye.
Have a good one. Yeah, it gets a little bit, when you, listen, here's the deal. It gets a little creepy when you're around my age now, talking about young girls like Kristen Bell. I'm pushing 50, and Dennis says Scarlett Johansson in Under the Skin. Yeah. Yeah, you get to see all over in that movie. And it's a good movie. 815 area code said, back in the day of Knott's Landing, oh boy. 80s much? Back in the days of Knott's Landing, it was Nicolette Sheridan. Didn't she? Didn't Nicolette Sheridan date one of the Coreys? I think she dated one of the Coreys.
According to this Feldman.
Feldman?
Yes.
She dated Corey Feldman? You would think it would be Haim. Wow. All right, here's John on WGN. Hi, John.
Hey, Mickey, it's Reverend John. How you doing, buddy?
Good. How are you?
All right, I have a question for you. There was a movie. Do you remember the movie At Play in the Fields of the Lord?
Oh, sure.
Okay, now, I don't think too many people saw that movie.
No.
And I'm wondering if they changed the title to Daryl Hannah Naked, if they would have had more people.
Because she is. She's naked in that movie. Absolutely,
oh, absolutely.
Right. Yeah, absolutely right. And I remember that movie. The one thing I remember about that movie, besides her nude scene, is that it was incredibly long.
Yes, it went on forever.
Yeah, I mean, I think it was like 3 hours long, if I remember correctly.
And my other favorite movie is Bad Santa, just about 3 minutes worth of it.
Oh, man. All right. All right, Reverend John. Thanks, buddy.
Take care, Nicky.
Take
Bye-bye.
Care, man. I love that guy. Oh, man. Let's see. Tommy says Kristen Bell on House of Lies. I don't have the showtimes. Dan, do you have the showtime?
I do have the showtime.
Do you watch House of Lies?
I'll watch a few minutes here and there, but
is it good?
You know, I can see why people like it. It's just not my cup of tea.
Yeah. Kristen Bell, like, naked on it?
I don't think she's naked. I don't think I remember seeing her naked, but there's a lot of, like...
There's a lot of... It's a Showtime show.
Yeah, so. I mean, there's a lot of sleeping with other people to get ahead.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you know what? They did a free preview of it, and I watched the first episode of it, and that was pretty much all it was. That's pretty much all it was, the episode I saw. Let's see. 708 area code says, I don't know why, but Flo from the Progressive commercials turns me on. Wow. Okay. That's interesting. Keith the Courier says Charlize Theron. Donna says perfect date. Nathan Lane to keep me entertained and Antonio Banderas to keep me, well, you know. Yeah, Bendejas. I'm surprised he hasn't been on this listed at all either, too. You know, every time I hear this song, I think of that Tracy Morgan sketch where he directed the... He was the director of the astronaut dog movie. Houston, we have a dog! If you can find that sketch online, it's really absolutely hilarious. It's Kristen Wiig interviewing Tracy Morgan as the director of this movie about a dog that they send to space, and then like a bunch of dogs died while they were filming it. And every time they show the obits of the dogs or the pictures of the dogs, they play that song. Oh man! Anybody know how Tracy Morgan's doing? Dan, has there been an update at all on Tracy Morgan's condition?
I don't think there's been an update since the back and forth with Walmart.
Yeah. Okay. Hey, it's Nick DiGilio. We are live in the Allstate studio on the 7th floor of the Trip Tower. Got a ton of texts here with your sexy movie stars. We're going down the list of the 100 sexiest movie stars according to Empire Magazine. And just recently, Esquire, yesterday, named Penelope Cruz the sexiest woman alive. And we want to get who do you think is sexy? Who does it for you? Here's Brian on WGN. Hi, Brian.
Hey, how you doing?
All right.
How's your show?
Thanks, man.
The girls from NCIS, I don't know their names, but Siva and Abby.
Okay. The original NCIS?
Yeah.
Okay.
Siva's the Iranian killer assassin.
All right. I don't watch NCIS, so I don't know who they are.
And then on Hunger Games girl.
Oh, Jennifer Lawrence.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, she's an attractive young woman, no question about it. All right, Brian, thanks, man.
Have a good one.
Take care. Jennifer Lawrence, man. Yeah, she's the real deal. And she's also hilarious. That's the other thing about Jennifer Lawrence, is that she's just absolutely hilarious. Let's see. Oh, by the way, the guy from JAG is pretty hot also, 815 area code says. 773, Ann Margaret is a contender for the all-time beautiful hot list. I agree with that, man. Ann Margaret in her heyday. Oh, man. Please. Let's go back to the list here. Emma Watson comes in at number 26. Boy, she grew up and turned out to be gorgeous, didn't she? Man. And she's a really good actress, too. That, what the hell was the name of the Bling Ring, right?
Yes.
Well, she was great in that. Great. 27, James McAvoy. He's one of my man crushes. I love James McAvoy. I just think he's great. I think he's a great actor, too. On Netflix, I just watched his movie Filth, based on Irvine Welsh's book. Oh, my God. Does it live up to its name? He's the lead in it, and he's awesome. 28, Keanu Reeves. By the way, have you seen the commercial for Keanu Reeves' new movie?
I have.
What's it called? John Wick, right?
John Wick.
John Wick. They kill his dog, and he goes nuts. That dog was a gift from my dying wife. I love Keanu. 29, Charlize Theron. 30, Marlon Brando. 31, Cate Blanchett. She's gorgeous, Cate Blanchett. 32, Jake Gyllenhaal. Boy, his new movie looks good. That Nightcrawler? Man, does that look good. Eric saw it at one of the film festivals and said it was great, and Jake Gyllenhaal's amazing in it. 33, Michelle Pfeiffer. I love Michelle Pfeiffer. I love her. 34, Russell Crowe when he's not throwing phones at people. 35, Monica Bellucci. Ooh, she's hot. 36, Leonardo DiCaprio. 37, Rachel Weisz. 38, Denzel Washington. You need to think Denzel would be higher. 39, Grace Kelly. And 40, Ewan McGregor. So we got more here on the list. This is Empire Magazine. What do you guys think? 312-981-7200. Security Tony. I was in love with Liz Taylor. Brian texts Tetchy Agayani, better known as Princess Rubali from Gymkhana. Brian always has to get that Gymkhana reference in.
Coincidentally, not during Guilty Pleasures.
No. Oddly enough, maybe he feels no guilt. Nick says Olivia Wilde. Yeah, she's beautiful. You know the other Olivia is the Olivia Munn? Oh. And that was a nice little treat in Magic Mike. I didn't expect to see her naked. You know, I knew there was going to be, you know, guys' butts all over the place. I knew that guys were going to be all naked in that movie. But, man, I was like, hey, that's a treat. She's really attractive.
I think she's dating Aaron Rodgers.
Are you kidding me?
And when he had some early season struggles. And it went back to that whole, like, anytime good athlete starts dating a very attractive woman, his game just goes to hell.
Is that right?
Like, Justin Verlander is dating Kate Upton, and his game went to hell.
Right.
And Rory McIlroy was dating a beautiful tennis star, and they broke off their engagement, and he's won, like, 3 straight majors. So.
The curse of the hot chick. That's what it is. Let's see. 708 area code. Kerry Russell. Oh, Kerry Russell.
Hi, I'm Kerry Russell, and I love Nick's radio show.
I know you do. Scarlett Johansson and Kerry Russell.
Hi, I'm Kerry Russell, and I love Nick's radio show.
Thank you. I can never hear that enough. Oh, my Felicity. Let's see. Tom in Wisconsin says Christina Hendricks. Yes, like I said, she makes me fall off furniture. Jimmy says Jane Russell and a young Lucille Ball. Man, I'm telling you something. You go back and look. You know, Lucille Ball starred in one of the Three Stooges shorts. I can't remember which one. See, this is when I need Rich Coase on the show. Because Rich would know. But she starred in one of the Three Stooges episodes, and this was like in the, I want to say, 40s. Man, oh man, was she just a knockout, man. Lucille Ball? Absolutely. All right, we'll take a quick break here. We got the news coming up, and then we'll come back and talk more about sexy stars and all that stuff. Who does it for you? 312-981-7200 right here on 720 WGN. Nick DiGilio here. Hi. We are live in the Allstate studio on the 7th floor of Trib Tower here until 5 o'clock, and then we'll hang out with the Steve Cochran crowd after 5. Our phone number is 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. You can send your texts that way, too. And we're going to continue to talk about the sexy list here of the actors and actresses, movie stars that are sexy according to Empire magazine. And we stopped off at number 40 was Ewan McGregor. Number 41, Nicole Kidman. Number 42, Steve McQueen. They're talking about the actor, not the director, I would imagine. Number 43, Rosario Dawson. 44, Bruce Willis. At 45, Catherine Zeta-Jones. So here's who floats your boat? 312-981-7200. Here's Jim on WGN. Hi, Jim.
Hey, Nick. How you doing, buddy?
Okay.
Hey, the Three Stooges short was Three Little Pigskins.
Thank you. Oh, it's the football one.
Yep.
Oh, okay. That's right. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, Three Stooges had some hot women in them.
Yeah, they did.
But anyhow, I got two for you. Nadine Velasquez, a local girl from My Name's Earl.
Okay.
And Angie Harmon.
Angie Harmon. I'll tell you what. Angie Harmon has one of the sexiest voices.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man. Oh, man. So, yeah, those are good ones, Jim. And thanks for the info on the Three Stooges short. I appreciate it.
Not a problem.
Take care, buddy. 312-981-7200. Let's see. We got some more texts here. 815 area code. Chris Hemsworth. Charlie Hunan. Is it Hunman? Hunan? Hunim? How do you say it? Human? Hunan?
I want to say it's Hunan.
Okay. And Ian Somerhalder. These three and me on a deserted island. 574 area code says WWE's Russian wrestler's manager. Oh, yeah, she's good looking. I can't remember her name, though, or what her character name is. I'll tell you, though, you want to talk about WWE. Paige, one of the divas, one of the wrestlers on WWE. Paige, oh, man. She's unbelievably hot. 773 area code says Wanda DeJesus. 708 area code, Beyonce. Dan agrees with that. 224 area code says the girl in the dark leather suit with long hair doing the flips in the insurance commercial. What's going on with the insurance commercials this morning? We got people out there who are digging girls in the insurance commercials.
We were talking about the one last night in the AT&T commercial. I think she's pretty cute.
The one who says that's terrifying?
Yeah.
To Gordon Ramsay? Yeah.
Yeah. And then the one where she reads the mind of one of the customers.
Right. Stephen Downers Grove says Kat Dennings. That's the second time she's come up. Olivia Cook from Bates Motel. I don't know who Olivia Cook is. You watch Bates Motel, Dan?
I don't, but Vera Farmiga.
Oh, yeah. She's a good-looking woman, too. 607 area code says my eye candy is Liev Schreiber. 847 says John Hamm. Larry says, I have a huge thing for Holly Berry, Scarlett Johansson, and Michelle Pfeiffer.
Michelle Pfeiffer. That's
I like that. That's how the two valets in Key and Peele pronounce it.
Oh, okay.
574 says, has anyone mentioned Hedy Lamarr yet? Hottest ever and smart, too. Legend has it that even women would be captivated so much by her beauty that they would forget what their conversation was about. Okay.
You know, this was brought up last night, but we can just lump them all into one big section, and that is the Latina girls on the. You can't pick out just one. They're all
on the Spanish channels.
Yeah. You don't even have to.
I know it's ridiculous. 815 area code says you're forgetting the hottest legs in show business, Jamie Lee Curtis. Well, Jamie Lee Curtis, I have to say, that was it for me when I was a kid. It was all about Jamie Lee Curtis. When I was a teenager, all about Jamie Lee Curtis. And I got to meet her, too, which was really nice. I think my choices for sexiest actress would be Charlize Theron and Christina Hendricks from the 847 area code. 309, Morgan Fairchild. has stood the test of time. Also married to Tommy Flanagan. No, that's Tommy Flanagan is the character, the liar character that John Lovitz played. Remember, he would always say that he was married to Morgan Fairchild? Yeah, that's the ticket. Jim in Woodridge says Jennifer Tilly is a bombshell. Yeah, man. She's hot. How about Ray Dawn Chong, Tommy Chong's daughter, and Julie Newmar? Eric says definitely Channing Tatum. Two words, Magic Mike. 563 area code says Natalie Portman is a timeless beauty. 765 area code, Megan Price. Who's that? Dan, do you know who that is?
She was on the CBS sitcom Rules of Engagement.
Oh.
She was
okay.
The guy who played Putty.
And David Spade was on that show too, right?
Yeah.
708 area code, Catherine Zeta-Jones in Zorro. 224 area code, Simon Pegg. Well, that's unusual. And a young Clint Eastwood hubba hubba. 872 area code says Norman Reedus. You know, he's a very unusual looking guy, Norman Reedus, but people, chicks love him now. From The Walking Dead. By the way, The Walking Dead set all kinds of records Sunday night with its premiere. I mean, it was like a ratings triumph. So, here's Mark on WGN. Hi, Mark.
Hey, Nick. How about Ann Jillian from Mr. Mom?
Oh.
And the blonde from Roadhouse.
Oh, Kelly Lynch.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, Kelly Lynch, yeah. But Ann Jillian, remember when Ann Jillian, wasn't she on some show called Wait the Tables or something? Something like that?
I don't know, but they darkened her hair up for another movie where she was a drug addict.
Yeah. She was hot in the 80s, Ann Jillian. She was, man. All right, Mark, thanks.
Yeah, look at it. I'm almost your age, so if you look at it, it's kind of creepy from when you were 20 looking at her because she's older.
Yeah.
But if the movie came out today, she'd be even hotter.
Yeah, I agree. All right, Mark, thanks.
Thank you.
What was that name? What was the name of that show? Go Wait a Table?
I'm not seeing anything similar on her
it was a TV series in the 80s. And it was like, I like to wait tables, or so, I can't.
Her 80s, are Ann Jillian, The Ann Jillian Story.
That's, no.
She won a Golden Globe for playing herself, apparently.
Yeah. Well, she went through an illness.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Alice in Wonderland, Ellis Island, Jennifer Slept Here, Mr. Mom, Mae West, Fantasy Island, It's a Living.
That's right. It's a Living. That's, yeah, Go Wait a Table. That's what it is. All right, let's see. 815 area code says, as a gay guy, I would jump teams for Catherine Zeta-Jones. wait a minute. Shemar Moore from Criminal Minds is the best-looking man on the planet. See, I don't watch Criminal Minds. Don't know who that is.
I was, remember a couple of years ago, I forget if it was the Emmys or Oscars, they did this awkward thing where a guy was interviewing people backstage or just as they came off. That's Shemar Moore.
Oh, that's who oh, that guy. Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah, he is a good-looking guy. 847 area code. How about Brooke Shields? Let me tell you something. She just keeps getting better looking with age. You know, remember we talked about that a few months ago? We were talking about people who get hotter as they get older. And number one on my list was Julia Louis-Dreyfus. Because she's hotter now than she was when she was on Seinfeld. And you can see her get progressively hotter as Seinfeld continues. Like season 8, she was smoking hot. Let's see. Don says Kate Upton. Well, yeah, you can't deny that. Ashley Judd and Marie Osmond now. 815 area code. Who was the female lead on Necessary Roughness? Now wait a second. Now, are they talking about the Bakula movie, Dan?
I assumed that they meant the USA show.
Okay, it's called Callie. Her name is Callie Thorne.
Yes. The female lead from Necessary Roughness was also an attractive lady.
Who was it?
I don't remember her name.
See, I knew you. I thought you would know every detail because it's Bakula.
I know every Bakula detail. By the way, a quick correction.
Yeah.
Remember a few weeks ago I was ripping on the accents of Bakula?
Yeah.
The number two. Turns out the number two, that's his real accent. He grew up in Alabama.
Oh, you're kidding.
One of our listeners posted on our Facebook page.
Was it somebody who liked the Taxi Brooklyn thing? Brooklyn Taxi Brooklyn, right?
Taxi Brooklyn, yes.
Okay. Nick DeGilio here. We are live in the Allstate studio on the 7th floor of Trib Tower here till 5 a.m., and then we'll hang out with the Steve Cochran gang coming up after 5. Our phone number is 312-981-7200. You can also send your text there. We're going to wrap up this topic of who we think is hot, the sexiest 100 actors or movie stars of all time from Empire Magazine. We've gone down that list. And just this all started because Penelope Cruz was just named the sexiest woman alive by Esquire Magazine. So we brought this topic up. And 779 area code says Nadia G from the Cooking Channel is adorable, quirky, and cute. I think so, too. I love Nadia G. 847 area code said I had a crush on Jane Seymour as a kid in the 70s, especially on that miniseries East of Eden. Okay. Leanne says Marlon Brando, Paul Newman, James Dean. Newman was so hot in Slapshot. 773 area code, Mary Tyler Moore, especially when she was on the Dick Van Dyke Show. John from Alsip says Sophia Loren is a classic beauty and still hot. Buddy says, how about Catherine Keener? And, let's see. I have to say Mary Tyler Moore and Bonnie Bennett. 312 area code. Nadine Vasquez is a goddess. Who's that?
Should I know? I think that's the girl from My Name is Earl.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Cheryl Burton gets another vote. 630 area code says Leslie Mann is hot and funny. Heather Locklear and Heather Thomas. Those were the Heathers that everybody got confused in the 80s. The 80s Heathers. You had the Heathers and you had the Coreys in the 80s. Jennifer Aniston always gets a bad rap, but she does it for me. 847 area code says mine would be Robert Downey Jr. and Andy Garcia. 312 area code says Jamie Presley is pretty hot, too. Oh, yeah, she is. My Name is Earl is a great show. Doug says Linda Hamilton, Sandra Bullock, Sophia Loren, and the actress who played Daniel Jackson's wife in Stargate. Does that mean the movie or the TVs? Wasn't there a TV series? Is there a Stargate in your bedroom? Quoting Key and Peele again, randomly. Tom in Wisconsin says Felicity Smoke from the show Arrow. It's the second time Arrow's been mentioned in 2 days here on the show. William said from Grumpy Old Men and Grumpy Old Men, Sophia and Anne Margaret. 847 area code says Tom Cruise. Emily Blunt. Oh, man. Especially in Sunshine Cleaning. Emily Blunt. No, you know what? You want to see some Emily Blunt. That Charlie Wilson's War. That's when you got to see some Emily Blunt. Charlie Wilson's War. 262 area code says don't forget about Barbara Eden. And 815 says Bernadette Peters.